It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Really grateful to have you with us today, especially if you're a traffic fan, Maui person, or fan of Dave Mason, sometime Maui resident and six-time guest on the show, passed April 19th at his place in Nevada. He was 79, and sadly had even been scheduled to record a new chat with us this past Monday. So let's dig in now, in his honor, starting with our first interview back in 2011. At the Blaisdell Arena with Dave Mason here on HBR.
Well, traffic, basically, we met in Jim Capaldi and I played in local bands. And then when we kind of met them up in Birmingham, which is about 25 miles from Worcester in England, which is where I'm from. It was like a late night after hours club up there in Birmingham. I think it was where we met Steve. And we just all mostly became just guys, just hung out together. Steve had become bored or frustrated or whatever with the Spencer Davis group, and they had had a number of hits. In fact, I sang on three of them, Somebody Help Me and Give Me Some Lovin' and I'm a Man. Jim and I had bands together. We were pretty eclectic in some of them. I mean, we were doing stuff from Oscar Brown Jr. to Martha and the Vandellas to the Beatles. And Steve, of course, was more attuned with blues and gospel. Chris was jazz, more avant-garde jazz. He was actually from art school. You know, it was a pretty eclectic group. The first song I ever wrote, Hole in My Shoe, went to number two in England.
And all the time you was the hole in my shoe, which was letting in water.
Our next time Dave Mason was on, 2015, we learned about both his biggest tune and a superstar collaboration.
Perhaps a huge song that everybody listening can connect to that you wrote, Feeling All Right, then Joe Cocker takes it.
I heard Benny Cordell, I guess, decided to cut it with Joe. I didn't know about it until I heard the recording of it, I mean, before it was released. And then Denny played it to me. It was like, oh, man, it's unbelievable. No, I owe Joe Cocker. I owe that guy a huge debt of gratitude. After he did it, since then, there's been 50 different major artists have cut it. Never stops going in films or commercials.
It's a gift that keeps on giving in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, his version, it sounds as fresh today as it did then.
How about Michael Jackson? How did you end up getting connected with him?
It was the last album I ever made for Columbia, Put Old Crest on a New Wave. And I needed somebody to sing a high part on this one song. Michael was cutting Thriller in the other studio. They were mixing it with Quincy Jones. They were on a break, so I just went and asked him if he would. He said, I mean, I got this track and I'm recording and I need somebody to sing a little high part for me on this song. And I was wondering if she'd be up for doing it. And he's kind of looked at me and he just said, well, you know, when I was 12 years old, I did a Diana Ross special. And he said, the last thing we did on that show, me and her, is we sang a song called Feeling All Right. So, yeah, absolutely, I'll do it.
So he just walks into the next room with you, into your studio, and starts doing it?
Oh, yeah, and did a lot more than I asked him to do. He was a sweetheart. He was just nice. He's just, yeah, Dave, be right there. Out there dancing, right? In the studio.
He was dancing.
Yeah. It was cool.
Dave returned in 2018, and he shared his story of connecting with one of rock's greatest guitarists.
Hendrix.
Yep.
You had these late semi-private clubs, two or three of them in the 60s in London, and everybody would be there, and Jimmy was sitting by himself, and I just went over and started talking to him. He was a Traffic fan, struck up a conversation, and just sort of became not close friends, but certainly we hung out together a number of times. And one of them was at somebody's apartment one afternoon, had a advance copy of John Wesley Harding.
Landmark Bob Dylan album coming out right then.
On which was a song called All Along the Watchtower. I guess something piqued Jim's interest and found myself in the studio with me, him, and Mitch Mitchell to put the basic track down on that, me playing the 12 string. I also sang on Crosstown Traffic on that album.
That was about the same time frame that you recorded with the Rolling Stones on Beggar's Banquet.
Yeah, same studio, same engineer. Everybody was using Olympic. I kind of knew Brian Jones a little bit, hung out with him, so it was a very small scene in England. Same producers, Traffic, Jimmy Miller. And I was probably visiting Jimmy, and they were putting this track down for Street Fighting Man and said, hey man, come play some drums on this. So me and Charlie and Brian and Keith sat down in a little circle and put down the basic track to what is Street Fighting Man.
In 2020, Dave Mason's appearance brought not only an exclusive live performance, but a remembrance of its own for a Maui legend.
The one thing that's not going to be the same for me is losing Willie Kay. He just was the spark at everything. The get-togethers, the gatherings. It's like I met Willie a long time ago, and he'd been wanting to get together and play. So I really only got close to him in the last 4 years that we got the house. For me, it's just, there's a big chunk of Maui missing regarding Willie.
You remember when you first met him?
It's way back. There used to be a great venue here, the Tennis Club.
Mm-hmm.
I played there two or three times. And then there was a great club that I don't remember what it was called that Willie played at a lot that was in Kihei way back. I remember going to the club and seeing him play a few times and just like, whoa, this guy is pretty amazing.
What are some memories?
Mostly started with the events at Shep Gordon.
New Year's.
Annual New Year's for the Maui Food Bank. Playing his blues festivals. And then I had a little event that I did as a charity. She's an opera singer, international opera singer, has a school in Reno. And so we put a little event together where we put the opera in a little of my music and tried to combine it, brought Willie over, because that's the amazing thing about Willie is he played so many damn styles of music and he played them all fantastically. And then when he launched out on his opera thing, it was like, oh my God.
Well, what a great memory, though, you've got that. You flew him to Lake Tahoe. How long was he there with you?
He was there a few days, came to stay at the house. And you know, I sang the last show that he ever did with him. Got up and sang with him at Mulligan's.
Mulligan's on the Blue or whatever.
Exactly. Willie would play there, and it was the last show he ever did.
Well, that's a really nice thing. And I know that right now you're actually holding on to a guitar. Why don't we play something and you can set it out in honor of Willie Kay, which would be a nice thing.
A little Freddie King.
It was 2024 when Dave Mason joined us again with this story about an influential girlfriend he had. The girlfriend in the late 60s, Carol Russell. Now, Carol, talented artist who designed the Traffic logo. And she also was doing some interesting stuff for the Beatles that led to your first encounter with Paul.
Well, Carol was at the Royal College of Art, and Paul had hired her. She was making this couch that had all the characters from the Sgt. Pepper album. So Paul, one evening, had come by to see how things were going with it. And that's basically how I got to meet him. And that led, of course, to, you know, I would go down to Abbey Road when they were recording. And that led to a very cool relationship with George. George gave me his sitar that he first started working on. Went down to visit him in Esher. First time I heard Sgt. Pepper. He said, well, want to hear the new album? It's like, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Our final conversation with Dave Mason was last year. And we wrapped it up appropriately on a Valley Isle note. And then your final question, and then we'll let you go. And it's a very, very important question, maybe more important than all this other stuff, actually. And it was the last thing we talked about the last time you were on. How is your mango tree doing over there on Maui?
Oh. Well, I guess it's good. I guess we'll be here when it bears fruit this time.
Well, I'm hoping that they're sweet and tasty.
Everybody tells me they're the best.
Sending you our very best, though, Dave, and I really do hope that you had fun being back on with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to do it.
You are the king bee. Stay safe, Brother Dave.
Thank you again.
You're welcome again.
Aloha, everybody. It's Dave Mason. What a huge honor this is to be back on All Things Considered. And I had a blast being on the show again with Dave Lawrence. And don't forget, folks, this is a nonprofit radio station, so we need your support. Anything would be appreciated. Thanks for doing your part. Only-